It's Sextastic Tuesday.
We're the cocksuckers who can get your rocks off. How about it, stud? Are you looking for real men to bow and bend for? Latin lovers to give it to you real good. Big balls to fill your warm mouth. We've got it all. Every man for every pleasure. Discreet and intimate. Your hidden fetish is our little secret, and we want to fulfill it real bad. Get off with a well-hung stud. Enjoy uninhibited, raunchy fun. We're greased for action, so call now.
All right.
We're waiting.
Fuck yeah.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loose, dropping my phone.
It's Stanley and Milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes! Timothy, discreet and intimate Henson. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me on this Wednesday edition. I have to apologize. There was no show yesterday, and I know what that means. My punishment is I have to do a weekend show for you guys. That's okay. I was having a hell of a time yesterday. My computer froze, and I was about to the point where I was doing the news. And I didn't save my work. And apparently, that's an important feature my application does not have for some ungodly reason. And then I had an appointment at Apple because my phone was fucking up, and they basically replaced my phone. But I got home, I had to pick up dog shit. I had like 2 weeks worth of dog shit to pick up because, it's just a bunch of shit. Life got in the way. I'm sorry. But today we're going to rectify the situation by having a special Sextastic Wednesday. Yes, I'll be, it's going to be an extended show today. Tomorrow we'll be doing a sideshow exclusive program. And then this weekend I will do a show as well. I will pay dearly for my day off. It wasn't even a fun day off. It wasn't even like vacation. Ugh, whatever. Oh, I wanted to mention this at the top of the show. Speaking of discreet and intimate and sweet churds, I have discovered a treasure trove of scat porn on one of my old computers. Like, if I brought that computer in to get looked at, they would think I am the creepiest pervert in the world. And honestly, they wouldn't be that far off the mark. But this is why I could never bring my computer to get serviced anywhere. There's just too much incriminating stuff. I mean, it's all show related, of course. It's hard to explain, though. Granny porn, a folder labeled, juicy cum farts, and then a text file that's an erotic story between Coco, the sign language gorilla, and research workers, which I did find, by the way, on my computer. That's really old. Remember Coco the Gorilla porn? Well, I just did a search on my old Windows system for scat, and I found a lot of stuff. Now, a couple weeks ago, I mentioned, it's incredibly hard to find English-speaking scat porn. It's all Russian or German or Japanese. That's not entirely true for gay scat. Apparently, there's a lot of us American faggots that are into poop play. One of those videos is entitled Brown Hanky Number 3, and on the sideshow exclusive portion of today's show, I'll be playing clips of that. Now, when I saw the title Brown Hanky 3, I thought it was in reference to South Park, Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo, but I started watching the video, and this was obviously taped in the 80s or 90s, like crappy VHS quality, right? So then I remembered that the gays have something, or had something, I guess, in the 70s and 80s. I don't think they really use it anymore. They had something called the Hanky Codes. And if you were a gay guy, you were supposed to stuff a colored handkerchief or bandana or something in your back pocket. And, based on the color of the handkerchief, it denotes what you're into. So, I don't know what all the Hanky Codes were, but, blue might be you're into oral. And if you stuff that hanky in your left pocket, it means you want to do the sucking. And if you put it in your right pocket, it means you want to get your dick sucked. So, you know, and brown, of course, would denote, you know, you're into scat. And I think, like, red handkerchiefs mean you're into pain or blood or something. I don't know. Someone could look up the gay hanky codes. So, yeah, I will play some clips from Brown Hanky number 3 on the Sideshow extended portion. Right now, though, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a silly, stupid bit where I try to find poorly written pieces of erotic fiction, and then I read them to you. These stories can just be, grammatical nightmares. They can just be disgusting or weird stories. So there's a lot of potential for these stories to go horribly wrong. Today I've got a classique edition. What's great is, in addition to the story, I read you a few hors d'oeuvres before we get to the main course. I read, I think 3 different poems written by teenagers. These are high school kids. They were bored, right, during class and started writing, sex poems. And someone got a hold of them, like the teacher intercepted them or something and decided to post them online. So let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday, Wednesday edition.
It's sextastic.
As an hors d'oeuvre, I have a few erotic poems I'd like to share with you. These were actually written by high school students who were killing time in class, not paying attention to the teacher. Well, they got into the wrong hands and were promptly posted online. So here we go. The first poem. Horniest poem I wrote. Your body makes me horny. I'm jacking off. In the bed, I want to play a game of golf. What? You stiffen my dick. It pops up. I take it out of your pussy and I ram it into your butt. You're screaming. I'm enjoying. I pull it out and watch you toying. Rhymes. You moan so loud you woke up the neighbors. We tell them to shut their fucking ears. We go back at it. I'm sucking on your nipple. The moans come in triple. He was really trying to rhyme nipple. That's the best you could do, triple. We have sex all night. I'm mad now because we can't have this every night. That was the horniest poem I wrote. Next up, you are a hottie. Girl, you know you a hottie. I'm reading it exactly as it was written. Girl, you know you a hottie. Shirt off, pants down, you got a body. Teasing, touching yourself, you got me. Heading to the room to get naughty. From your lips to getting your legs departed. Fingering you, and it sounded like it farted. This cannot be real. Looked at me as if I was going to quit when I just started. Banging like a club where you had to be carded. Pussy so wet, making me sweat. Feel the heat as if we cooking meat. Quietly, I hear you moan. All up inside you, I kill what you've shown. I'm not sure what kill what you've shown means. Is that some sort of abortion reference? And finally, this is called Patience. I actually have this chick's MySpace page if you want to check it out. As you caress down my gentle, spelled wrong, thigh, spelled wrong. Gentle is spelled G-E-N-T-A-L. And thighs, very creative spelling, T-H-E-I-G-H-S. All right. As you caress down my gentle thighs to open my legs wide so you could admire my most prize, you kiss my most sensitive spot. As I begin to shiver, spelled wrong, I nibble on my bottom lip. You start massassing. Assuming she meant massaging, but it came out massassing. You start massassing the inside of me with your tongue up and down, left and right. I start meowning. Yeah, it wasn't moaning. It was meowning. As I start meowning with pleasure, then you lick up my belly, leaving a line of salive behind, leading to my nipples as you pull roughly. Then you slip your... Get ready for the line of the fucking century. Then you slip your big rectum into my vagina, making me grid my nails deeply into your hard body. Let me read that again. Keep in mind, the word is rectum and vagina, V-E-R-G-I-N-A. Then you slip your big rectum into my vagina, making me grid my nails deeply into your hard body, leaving me satisfied, spelled wrong. I drift to sleep, thinking of the passion that was just left behind. Glorious pieces of literature there. Now, the reason why I read those is because today's story is a little bit shorter. Also, English is not the author's native language, so this is going to be a clusterfuck. All right. Ken is tall, dark, slim, would not say bad-looking, has good-sized cock, I've only seen it soft. Pity. That's the first sentence, if you want to call it that. All right. Alice is smaller in height. Nice big tits. Got a bit of a belly. Always talks dirty. Not bad legs. Nice ass and nice looking, but no film star. Ken came to fix my PC one day as it was playing up, and I could not download, two separate words, any films or music. After he sorted it out for me, I showed him what I had downloaded, telling him the gay porn was for a guy at work. Why would you show someone, like, oh, I'm going to show you some gay porn, but it's not mine. This is someone else's. Like, just don't show him gay porn at all, and then he won't think you're gay. All right. Telling him the gay porn was for a guy at work. Have any of you guys ever given a coworker gay porn? Hey, Charles from Accounts Receivable, come here for a second. Hey, I heard you were gay, so I made you a little present. I burned you a copy of Rimshot 7. It's 2 hours of all man-on-man ass-licking. You're welcome. So yeah, that's a weird thing to give a coworker. All right, back to the story here. I was a bit shocked when he said that his wife would love some of this. At first I thought, sure, you mean you would like some of it. But after a time, I found out Alice loved gay animal piss, M and S. I'm not entirely sure what the author's trying to say here. I found out Alice loved gay animal piss, M and S. In fact, all porn. But she loved bisexual, transsexual. So I took the most perverted gay sex films I had, put them on dicks. I think he meant discs. Could be wrong there. And gave them to him for Alice to watch. It was about a week later. I was at his house. Alice was sat on... Oh my god. The story is full of fail. Alright, it was about a week later. I was at his house. Alice was sat on the sofa reading while he and I sat at his PC. Alice was in a bathrobe and Ken was sat in his boxer shorts. I was not sure if I had disturbed them in the middle of something. Thinking about that made my cock stiffen and jump. Then, putting his finger to his lips as if to say, "Don't say anything," he pressed a button. On the screen came a picture of Alice. She was wearing French knickers with matching half-cutaway bra nylons and half-heels. Her large tits were well on show then. Whoa. And the story has come to a screeching halt yet again as I try to figure out what he's trying to say here. All right. Okay. Her large tits were on display, maybe? Like, her large tits were well on show. Okay. Then he clicked the mouse again. And the next picture, the bra was gone. Poof. As he showed more pictures, so did Alice in them. Until she was stood naked in her high heels, her tits were magnificent. I'm assuming he meant were, because magnificent is not a place. All right. In case any of you don't know what the hell's going on here, because you can't understand what's being read... apparently, this guy is looking at Ken's computer, and on Ken's computer, there are naked pictures of Ken's wife. I don't know if he noticed, but my cock was rock hard, but I noticed his was, and it was long in his shorts. It was then I heard a voice behind me. "Go on, you want to get a hold of it and feel how hot and hard it is?" When I turned my head, Alice was stood in her leather gear, including the strap-on. Okay. Where the hell? She's like a magician. Poof, she's gone. And then she appears with a dildo strapped onto her cunt. Feel this as well, she said as she pushed the strap on towards me, like as if in a trance I took a hold of both cocks, his hard cock, and felt like velvet. Hers felt real, but for its coldness. Okay. My eyes on her large breasts. Alice noticed me looking and lifted one to her mouth. Then she said, if you suck both cocks, you can suck this. Showing me how big and hard her nipples had become. At first, I took his cock into my mouth and I sucked the shaft down my throat. Even as I enjoyed it, I pulled my head away and took her dildo into my mouth. As I sucked on it, I felt her wet cunt lips with my fingers. Alice gave a little wiggle, then used the crop on my back. I'll tell you when you can touch my cunt. The word cunt coming from her mouth dressed like that was so erotic. Strip, strip naked, then you can suckle on my nipples. Alice then said, I'm gonna fuck your slut ass while you suck on that pervert's cock. Now bend over the back of that chair to be fucked and suck cock at the same time. I did as I was told, spreading my legs ready for her strap-on cock, at the same time taking his hot, throbbing, stiff cock down my throat. She worked the dildo up my asshole. As Alice held onto my hips, working the dildo in and out of my ass, Alice was swearing at Ken, saying how every time she met a guy, he would use him as a faggot. Pull on my tits, you faggot! Milk them! You can both drink my milk, bite my nipples, then piss all over me. Alice was ramming my ass with the dildo. The string after string of hot spunk flooded my mouth as I swallowed them down, not wanting to spill a drop of my first load from him. Alice was ramming my ass until she collapsed over my back. Then I drove my cock into her asshole, and she bucked back at me, and I fucked her till my hot cum filled her hole. When I finished and pulled out of her hot ass, Ken was soon there sucking my cock clean. We left Alice to take a shower and both went downstairs where our clothes were. As I bent to pick up my clothes, I think we all know what's going to happen here, Ken took a hold of my hips and I felt his big hard cockhead rubbing at my hole. Ken sort of stopped as I moved but began pushing his big cock up my ass when I rubbed my hole against him. As I laid over the back of the sofa, he began to fuck my ass while holding my hips. As he rode my willing asshole, Alice walked into the room. Showered and wearing her bathrobe, she stood and watched while Ken raped my hole. All of a sudden, his English got a whole lot better, huh? When Ken's breathing began to labor and his thrust got harder and sharper, Kate was stood next to us. I have no idea who Kate is, do you? Back to the story here. Ken shooted out... Ken shooted out he was going to spunk. Alice was on her knees, his cock pulled from my hole, and she took the whole shaft down her throat. Alice drank his load of cum while cleaning his cock after being up my ass. I had to dress and leave reluctantly. Spelled with a K. Somewhere in reluctantly there was a K. I didn't know that. I left them with Ken on all fours and Alice rimming his ass, her bathrobe open, I could see the big strap-on. Smiling to myself, I left my cock starting to stiffen again. The end. What a disaster.
Yeah, I'm sorry I had to do that to you freaks. There you go, that's your Sextastic Wednesday for August 8th, 2012, brought to you by our amazing partner friends at adamandeve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. Use coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. It's an amazing deal. Get half off just about any item. Now look, I'm looking at their best sellers here. And I'm getting an eyeful, quite frankly. But there's stuff for guys, girls, and couples. Maybe you want to get your, you know, girlfriend to dress a little sexier. They've got an innocent vixen baby doll outfit. There's, you know, so a clit sensitizer gel. They've got Adam and Eve anal easy. If you want to work your cock in that tight stink box. Beginner penis pumps. Vibrators, masturbators, movies, lube, all that sort of good stuff. Pick out something you like at adamandeve.com. They've got over 20,000 adult products. Use that coupon code at checkout. There's a little, you know, when you would go to checkout, there's a little box that asks for a promo code if you have one. Well, you do have one because you are a listener of Distorted View, a true freak. So use coupon code FREAK or DV if FREAK doesn't work. Maybe you've already used coupon code FREAK and for some reason it's not working. Use coupon code DV.
get 3 free adult DVDs with your order that you get to choose. They're going to throw in a mystery gift, and you're going to get all of that with free shipping. So no mysterious charges. They're not going to fucking rape you on shipping and handling. It's all free! Go there right now, adamandeve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Real quick, despite me constantly bitching about my listeners, you guys, I must say, you're pretty good people. That's the best you're going to get out of me. You're okay. No, I've got the greatest listeners in the world. A lot of you guys are members of the Super Freak Sideshow, which is our member site. And that's the entire reason the show continues. In 2006, I quit my job, and I'm doing the show for a living. And, it's only because of the paying members that the show continues. So if you're not a member and you want to support the show, if you like what you hear, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of shows, plus every week we do extended programs like the one today, and exclusive shows like the one I have for you tomorrow, plus videos. I'm doing DVDA today at 3. The archive of DVDA is available exclusively on the Sideshow. Now, I want you guys to know, if you go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/distortedviewshow, I'm trying to post more stuff on there, right? So I posted an audio clip from the show, and then sometimes I actually video record the show, and I break up parts, and I'll post that on YouTube. The most recent one was from my Politichicks rant. Remember that awful conservative show with Victoria Jackson? So if you want to check that out, go to youtube.com/distortedviewshow. There's also specials like my WTF Japan series. But the reason why I'm mentioning this is that there's going to be some Sideshow exclusive video content starting today. Sometimes there's an audio clip or video clip that I didn't get around to talk about on the show, and I'm going to record myself talking about it. It's going to be like another segment of Distorted View, but on video, right? So that's going to be a new feature just for Sideshow Freaks. One more reason to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I can't believe it. This news story is literally 2 sentences long. How is this is not news. What organization is reporting on this? They need to do an audit because they're not an internal audit of their practices because they're not very thorough. All right. Someone got arrested doing something. All right. I'm done for the day. Who wants to get beer? Speaking of beer, that's kind of what this news story is about. A Columbia, Tennessee man was arrested after allegedly calling 911 multiple times, including once to ask if he could get a ride to buy beer. No, it's not funny, especially because it's hard to understand the gentleman whenever he calls 911. Probably because he's drunk. Yeah, he'll call asking for beer. He wants people to bring him alcohol. And other times he's like, okay, all right, let's compromise. You come pick me up and then we can go get beer together. See what I mean? Yeah, there really should be a service where drunks can call a phone number and have beer and stuff delivered to them, because we don't want alcoholics driving. You know, we don't want someone plastered out of their mind, you know, on the highway or something. Bring the beer to them. It's safer for them to be in their house. It has to be a number that is very easy for the drunks to remember. Actually, if we could include a new number on the keypad, like it goes 1234 beer 567, just a number between 4 and 5 named beer, and you could just dial beer, beer, beer. That would be good. I don't know, like, the red tape involved in getting a new number approved. I don't know. When's the last time a new number has been invented? I'm pretty sure my discovery of Levenge, the hidden number between 2 and 3, the hidden whole number between 2 and 3, was the last discovery. And now I want to add a new number between 4 and 5. I'm rocking the mathematics world. All right. There you go. Beer. Second story we have for you today. Oh, this story comes from Columbus, Ohio. This is my territory. A 4-day Xbox gaming marathon. Oh God, who dropped dead? A 4-day Xbox gaming marathon apparently was too much for one 15-year-old Columbus boy. The teen collapsed and was hospitalized on Tuesday after becoming severely dehydrated. You mean to tell me he didn't even stop to drink? It was constant Halo or whatever. That's ridiculous. does that? Even, you know, I mean, even World of Warcraft nerds stop to eat. I mean, they're all fat and disgusting, right? They've got to be consuming something, while they're doing their raids or quests or whatever, trying to find that the cloud song, whatever. They sell those mini fridges that would fit perfectly underneath a desk, and it keeps your Mountain Dew cold, and you could have little snacks in there and stuff. Come on! Kid is stupid. The boy was so engrossed in playing Modern Warfare 3 on Xbox, he made himself sick. He's expected to be okay, really, but his mom has now taken away the Xbox. Dr. Mike Patrick, an emergency physician at Nationwide Children's Hospital, recommended that gamers use some common sense. Get plenty of food. You know, Mountain Dew has that game fuel. I don't know. That's a limited time thing. By the way, I have got Japanese salty watermelon flavored Pepsi today on DVDA. I will try it. So, I don't know. From everything I've read online, it's not a tasty treat. So I'm going to get my puke bucket ready. If you can't catch DVDA today at 3 p.m., I'm probably posting the show after 3. But the show will be posted on the archives over there on the sideshow. All right, finishing up with the story, Dr. Mike Patrick says, get plenty of food and fluids, not salty watermelon Pepsi, though. Take breaks for physical activity and get some fucking sleep, for Christ's sakes. All right, final story we have for you today. The American Family Association's Brian Fisher has sunk to a new disturbing low with his anti-gay statements. I'm interested. In two separate tweets last night, he called for an underground railroad to deliver innocent children from same-sex households. Yes, if you are the product of a same-sex family, like if you're a child in a same-sex household, be prepared to get ripped away from your family. In one tweet, he was referring to the sad story of Lisa Miller, who, after declaring herself ex-gay, kidnapped her daughter away to Central America to prevent her former partner from having any custody. And according to the American Family Association, she's a hero. Fucking women. Turn gay, then go out of being gay. It's the weirdest thing. Girls can just switch that fucking shit off. Either they're much more open to experimenting, or they just get sick of men. I don't know what's going on in these broads' fruity little heads, but, cut that shit out. Pick a sexual orientation and stick with it. All right, you're allowed to switch once. How about that? There really should be some sort of registry. Like on X-Men, like the Mutant Registration Act. The Homosexual Registration Act. Oh, that would go over well. All right. In another tweet, Fisher referred to the testimony of an individual named Robert Oscar Lopez, a sexy Latino gay, who blames all of his social problems on being raised by his mom and her lesbian partner. Whoops, nope, misread that one. Here's a sampling. Inside, however, I was confused. When your home life is so drastically different from everyone around you in a fundamental way, striking... All right, first of all, that is a bullshit argument. You know what the norm is right now? Broken homes, right? So if your parents are still together, if your mommy and daddy are still together, that's drastically different from everyone around you, and you're going to be fucked in the head. All right, I have no mental health disorders or biological conditions. It doesn't work if you say it yourself, you know what? You need to be examined. Crazy people don't think they're crazy. I have no mental health disorders or biological conditions. I just grew up in a house so unusual that I was destined to exist as a social outcast. Oh, where's the fucking violin music, right? All right, so Brian Fisher wants an underground railroad set up to save kids of same-sex marriages. Brian Fisher believes it to be the perfect example of why children of same-sex parents should be kidnapped away from their protection. They're the equivalent of slaves who need to be rescued, you see. That'd be great. Little kids of gay parents singing slave songs. Kids are going to be dressed well. They're not going to look like slaves at all. You know what I mean? They come from an affluent gay family singing, "Swing low, sweet chariot." And then the gay parent, tracks down the kid, finds him. Oh, this is where they put you up. This is like worse than a trailer. This is a Howard Johnson or something. Look at the pattern on these bed sheets. Was this for the 60s or something? Girl, let's go. What are you singing? Swing low. Sweet. No, you want to be up higher. Swing up high, up here. Meet me. Swing low. Swing up here. Swing low. A couple more. Okay. I don't know. And what do? Just stand there and sing? No, you need movement. Come on. Little panache. Pizzazz, or whatever. All right, where are we at here? Is that the last story? Yeah, that's it. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, guys, this is the part of the show where you take over, you call in, you can, discuss anything you want.
Hey, Jimmy Boo. It's your member, Snatch Weasel here.
Hi, Snatch Weasel.
Yeah, I took my wife and kid down to the Columbus Zoo Wednesday. And as we were leaving,
we
stopped at a Wendy's, and they had one of those...
That was going to be the guy who goes, we went to the zoo, and we saw an N-word!
Special Coke machines that you like with the mix of flavors and shit.
Yeah. It's called the Coca-Cola Freestyle Machine. I was doing some research on that because I am a big soda nerd. I just got some Pepsi shipped in from Japan, as a matter of fact, that fucking salty watermelon. And I was wondering if Pepsi was going to compete, because now the Coca-Cola Freestyle machines are really spreading all over the place. It used to be very exclusive in just a few spots, but now they're all over Columbus, which is great news for me. But I was wondering if Pepsi would have some sort of equivalent, and apparently they're working on something called the Pepsi Fusion. It's in very few locations. I think if you're in there's a Culver's, you know, a Culver's restaurant. I think there's a Culver's in Wisconsin or something that has one. I don't know. If you're interested, just look up Pepsi Fusion locations or something. But yes, go ahead. Coca-Cola Freestyle.
First time I ever saw one, so I mixed a couple things up, tried it. I liked the raspberry and vanilla mix. That was kind of good.
Yeah.
But anyways, saw them down there. It was pretty cool. Thought you made my geek haul it. And
yeah.
I had a good time. I was hoping to run into Carlos Fairley like you all down there. But it didn't happen.
Well.
So, anyways, keep going.
Next time, you know. There's always a chance there I might flutter through your world in a fairy fashion.
Ching chong, ching pong.
All right, thank you very much for that.
Hi, Tim. Kate Mug here. I'm calling in regards to call out about this on the July 25th,
what?
2012 show, Top of the Show. So, the discoloration, I have what's been as a dapple colored penis.
A what?
And, yeah, it's just born that way. And
you're
so
spotted?
Part of it's tan, part of it's white like the rest of me.
Huh.
It's just an odd little thing.
Let me ask you this. Has any girl ever been like, ew, what the fuck is that? What's wrong with you? Is there something, like, did you ever have a girl, like, freak out or not want to have sex with you because of that?
I had a coach in high school who had a, no, not his penis. Mm. He had a large, like, black patch of skin on the back of his leg to see whenever he was in his shorts. And it was always very strange.
Yeah.
And then when I thought, oh, hey, the same kind of strangeness is happening on my junk. Anyway,
yeah, that's gotta suck though, having it on your penis, just because, you know, if anything looks out of the ordinary on a penis, you know, people freak out. Oh, Beak Samuda's checking in. Bang, bang. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
That's a pretty good impression of Beak Samuda. You even got the bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang. Bang, 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 bang. Bang.
All right, thank you. Moving on.
Hey, Tim, just wanted to call and let you know that you're my special snatch, and you're not just any twat.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, Tim, I just thought I would let you know that I took a picture on Instagram the other day.
Ooh.
I'm cool. And someone liked it, and I was like, oh, well, who's liking my picture? And his name was Derek Is a Gooner.
Oh.
That sound very concerning, knowing what gooners are, and apparently they like to pick things.
I don't know if it's in England or Ireland, but there's some, we talked about this a little bit, but there are some group of people that call themselves gooners, and it's in relation to, like, rugby or something.
Chagooty,
ah,
boo!
Yes.
I love you. You're
Thank
awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Long-time listener.
Thank you.
First-time caller. Just wanted to show
Appreciate
you my love
it.
Because you got all these people calling you faggots.
Yeah, well,
one,
I'm used
but
to
so
it.
So is everybody else. So
yeah.
Keep up the vision.
And really, aren't we all faggots? Aren't we all just sucking the great big dick of life?
And
I'm getting that put on a motivational poster.
Yeah, you're... All right. Fuck it, man. If anybody doesn't like it, they don't have to watch it.
That's very true. As a matter of fact, today I'm going to be recording it in a glorious 720p, and I know that's going to make the file size huge. So I'm going to offer a couple different ways to download. On the sideshow, it's, I think, it 640 by 360, and I'll continue to offer that. But then you could watch it maybe on the sideshow as like a streaming thing. You know, a nice high definition. I don't know. I'm just trying to offer more stuff. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be doing some Sideshow exclusive videos. I've been posting some stuff up on YouTube, my Peter Popoff audio. And then Monday, when I was talking about the Politichicks, that was actually recorded, and you can actually see the video on YouTube. And there's going to be more stuff like that just for Sideshow Freaks. So one more reason to sign up. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortiveview.com. Distortiveview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it all good? Meowness. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I was checking and I saw some people have been leaving me reviews in August. A few of you have, so I appreciate it. It takes just a second. Give us a 5-star rating. And, you know, if you have a couple minutes, just type out a sentence or two talking about what a great podcast DV is. People read that shit before they, try out a new podcast. If you're Sideshow Freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I'll see you back tomorrow. Oh, if you're Sideshow Freaks, I'll see you back tomorrow as well, because tomorrow's Thursday and it's an exclusive program. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Friday in the week until we meet again. Bye, Freaks.
Try new peanut butter AIDS.